right there. Now remember, on Itola Mega Box, it is limitless. You stand a chance of winning yourself from 150 all the way until 5,000 kwacha. We've witnessed a number of winners actually winning themselves some money courtesy of Itola Mega Box, and I'd like to congratulate our lucky winner. And in case you're playing for the first time, we'll keep playing for you to stay in the running, and so that you raise your chances of winning both for the jackpot and for the daily giveaways. My name is Cookie Ann Preston. Thank you for joining us on Drive this afternoon, and keep playing Itola Mega Box.
The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM.
Life moves fast. Your banking should keep up. With the FNB Copper Plus account, you get banking at a monthly fee of 10 kwacha only, with a free savings pocket, free ATM card, and access to online and mobile banking. Send money, pay bills, shop with your card, and bank anytime on the FNB app. Simple, affordable banking. Just the way it should be. So why wait? Open your FNB Copper account today. Help changes everything. FNB is a licensed commercial
bank. Accra customers can wait. So can the Fufu and Souf, because the penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Sears officially lost his title as Braai Master. The vaults are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Zhao's alarm has found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11 June to 19 July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.
Yellow Bus Zambia. Becoming a Bwana doesn't have to be expensive. Get your Lola 4G smartphone for 695 kwacha, or go bigger with your Lola Max smartphone for 795 kwacha and enjoy 4G speed, 32 GB storage, and all your everyday apps in one device. Be a Bwana with Alola. Available at your nearest MTN service center today. MTN, everywhere you go.
Lusaka, Art Hotway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Former intelligence chief Xavier Chungu detained, warned, and cautioned over state security charges. The Ministry of Defense has urged military wings to help maintain peace and security ahead of August 13th general elections. In international news, 8 students arrested in Kenya after suspected deadly school arson attack. And in sports, Senegal deny World Cup travel delay is due to coach dispute.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. The Minister of Defense has called on military personnel nationwide to support efforts in maintaining peace and security ahead of the August 13th general election. Speaking during the 2026 United Nations Peacekeeping Day commemorations at Army headquarters in Lusaka, Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu said the military has a critical role in ensuring that citizens vote freely and safely. Mr. Hamaundu said peaceful elections are the foundation of a strong and united nation, and called on security wings to continue protecting the peace the country currently enjoys. He also paid tribute to Zambian peacekeepers who have lost their lives serving in United Nations missions abroad, adding that Zambia remains committed to supporting global peace efforts through international peacekeeping operations. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says more than 4,500 peacekeepers have died while serving in UN missions worldwide since 1945. In a speech read on his behalf by United Nations Acting Resident Coordinator Dr. Peter Lasuva, Mr. Guterres said over 50,000 UN peacekeepers are currently deployed across the world, across protecting civilians, supporting elections, and helping deliver humanitarian aid in conflict zones. This year's United Nations Peacekeepers Day is being commemorated under the theme Invest in Peace. The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka has recorded a warn and caution statement from former Intelligence Chief Xavier Chungu for allegedly disclosing classified state information, an offense contrary to Section 401 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. According to police spokesperson Godfrey Chirabi, it is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 hours and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Chungu disclosed to the public information entrusted to him in confidence, to which he had access by virtue of his position as a person who held office under the government of the Republic of Zambia. Mr. Chungu remains in police custody as investigations into the matter continue. The Zambia Police Service said it would provide further updates to the public as the matter progresses. In another development, the police service in Southern Province has reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining peace and ensuring that all political players freely conduct their campaigns without intimidation ahead of the 2026 general elections. Provincial Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has also called on UPND supporters and members of the public to remain peaceful and avoid engaging in acts of political violence that have the potential to trigger public disorder. Speaking in Livingston, Mr. Namalongo stressed that Zambia has previously suffered from political violence. The situation, he said, should not be allowed to repeat itself. He said all political parties and citizens must be allowed to campaign and carry out political activities freely without fear or intimidation. Mr. Namalongo further reminded officers that the role of the police is to protect all citizens equally regardless of political affiliation. He emphasized that police officers should not act selectively but must ensure every citizen feels safe and protected during the campaign period. And Mr. Namalongo warned that he would closely monitor the conduct of officers to ensure professionalism and fairness are maintained at all times.
We do not want political firing in this country. We know the way we have suffered in the past, and we don't want to get back to those things. This time around, everything should go on smoothly, well, people should freely campaign, people should do their political activities without fear, without looking over their shoulders to see who is following them or what. No. Everyone should be free. When I'm saying everyone, is from whichever party, let all the people be very free. And they should know that you as a police officer are there to protect. You are protecting everyone, not selecting.
Our Nanchi Foundation founder, Mpunga Simukwai, says no girl child's education should be interrupted due to period poverty. During a donation of pads and panties to Kawe schools at Makululu Day Secondary School, Ms. Simukwai stated that girls should not miss school, lose confidence, or be denied opportunities because they lack access to safe and dignified menstrual hygiene products. She stressed that menstrual hygiene should never cause shame, limitation or exclusion. Earlier, Central Province Education Officer Kepas Lata highlighted research showing that menstrual poverty negatively affects academic performance, attendance, self-esteem and overall well-being. He noted that Kawe District continues to face challenges with absenteeism among adolescent girls as a result of lack of menstrual hygiene products. Zoic Pay, a licensed payment service provider in Zambia, has unveiled a strategic partnership with Visa to deliver seamless digital mobile money transactions. This partnership will integrate Visa Direct Account e-wallets into the Zoic Pay.